The University of Utah College of Law is hosting the annual Stegner Symposium this week, focusing on religion, faith, and the environment. Increasingly, people of faith are citing their beliefs as a major motivation for protecting the environment and caring for those at the margins of society. For years, Professor Mary Evelyn Tucker and her husband, John Grimm, have been studying these issues and bringing scholars together in the Forum on Religion and Ecology at Yale University. Their work has become the Emerging Earth Community website. She is among the guest speakers at this week's Stegner Symposium. Professor Tucker sat down with me in the studio to talk about her work.
The work we're doing at Yale is a forum on religion and ecology. It involves 12,000 people around the world. It involves a master's program in religion and ecology between the School of Forestry and Environmental Studies, the Divinity School and Religious Studies. We're trying to suggest that the world's religions, as repositories of wisdom, of agents of change, they themselves having changed over millennia, can help us both recognize nature as a sacred repository of its own integral wisdom, if you will, that nature is not just an object for us to exploit, but it's a communion of subjects, is the way Thomas Berry put it, an alive, living, sentient universe in which we're a part. The religions have understood this in that they are religious ecologies that weave humans into the rhythms of nature, into the seasonal cycles and so on, rituals being Christmas and the solstice, Easter, around these deep rhythms of the solar systems of nature and so on. So what we're doing at Yale is simply to give a sense within academia that the religions, environmental ethics, need to be taken seriously as partners along with science, policy, and economics for the great transformations ahead.
So you would like to teach people to read the book of nature, as it were.
That's perfect. I love it. Read the book of nature. You know, here we are in Salt Lake with these incredible mountains, this basin, this iconic lake. And what does it mean if an oil pipe breaks in a region like this? It's a fragile desert region, absolutely extraordinarily beautiful. People like Terry Tempest Williams have been writing about this, many writers giving us a feeling for it, just as Wally Stegner did years ago. So reading the book of nature, it's what the nature writers have done for us, but it's what religions can do as well.
As part of your work trying to bring people who perhaps have been outside the fold of environmental activism in the past into it,
I would say that religions are necessary but not sufficient. As I mentioned, science and policy are crucial, but science and policy are insufficient without this moral, spiritual, ethical sense. And the religions themselves, I would suggest, are coming into their ecological phase. What we're trying to do, and we began at Harvard in the mid-90s with 3 years of conferences of all the world's religions, including indigenous traditions, is to retrieve, to reevaluate and reconstruct the elements of the religion from their sacred texts and tradition that can bring us into a deepening sense of the sacred quality of nature and then therefore of care for creation.
The fact that indigenous traditions are perhaps taken more seriously now than they used to be is part of that, isn't it?
Very much so. And I specialize in the Asian traditions, Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism. But my husband, John Grimm, who's a partner in all of this work at Yale, and he is a specialist in indigenous traditions. We were adopted into the Crow tribe in Montana, and we've learned immensely from indigenous traditions all over the world. They themselves, of course, being very much up against the industrial machine, but that they've kept alive their traditions and their rituals is a source of great inspiration to us.
How about the larger traditions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism? How are they changing in their approach to the earth and the environment we share?
Well, there's an explosion of literature. You know, the theologians are writing about how could we move from a Genesis interpretation of dominion over nature to stewardship, to this care for creation. And all the sects of Christianity, ranging from Catholic to Orthodox to Protestant to Evangelical, have theologians working on this reinterpretation, just what I was suggesting, retrieving but reinterpreting and reconstructing the traditions for a robust environmental ethic. The leaders are emerging. You know, we have this new Pope Francis, and who would have thought? He's got a tremendous concern for the poor and a robust concern for creation. And he's putting this together in a way that many of the religious traditions are saying, we need eco-justice. We need a sense the poor are being adversely affected by climate change and so on and so forth. So religious leaders like this present Pope, Rowan Williams, the last head of the Anglican Church, and many others are helping to move the traditions forward.
Mary Evelyn Tucker is a senior lecturer and scholar at Yale University. With her husband, John Grimm, she leads the Forum on Religion and Ecology. She's in Salt Lake City this week to speak at the annual Stegner Symposium at the University of Utah College of Law. Dan Bomas, KUER News.